Welcome to EHS On Tap. I'm your host, Jay Kumar, Editor-in-Chief of EHS Daily Advisor. This week I talked to Taylor Alice, Chief Product Officer for Aveda, about using technology to improve contractor safety compliance. And now, on to the interview.
I'm joined today by Taylor Alice, Chief Product Officer at Aveda. How's it going, Taylor?
It's going well, Jay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, welcome to the show. And before we start talking about AI and Aveda's new safety assistant, I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do for Aveda.
You bet. So folks who don't know, Aveda is a large contractor risk platform, and we manage contractor health and safety, EHS, also ESG and sustainability and business risk. And we work with large enterprises where we onboard their contractors and help them to become safer, more sustainable, and more secure. We have one of the largest global supply chain networks of compliance suppliers. We're in about 130 countries. And so my role at Aveda is the Chief Product Officer. And it's a role I absolutely love. I get to think about the future roadmap, help to develop our multi-year strategy of where we need to go as an organization and company. And I work with a lot of industry experts, a lot of bodies like the National Safety Council and AASSP, and in particular, a lot of our customers that are very global organizations that deploy some of the largest supply chains in the world. And in collaboration with all these partners, we really prioritize what are the next innovations or features we could do to really advance contractor safety and contractor risk in the market. So in a nutshell, that's my role.
Great. Well, yeah, speaking of contractors, why is contract work growing so rapidly?
Yeah, it's a great question. It really is. And there is a book I read called The Fissured Workplace by David Weil. And he's a former economist and worked as a labor secretary. And one of the things that stuck out in that book is a quote where he said that contractor usage is going to be at the level of unions were in the 1950s. And that's how changing it is. So what are the reasons for more contractor usage? And in my business, I see three big areas. One is, as a world, we've moved to this gig economy. So a lot more roles are flexible, are remote. There are a lot of folks that want to do contractor work as well, a lot. Another is the labor shortage and older workers in the environment retiring. And you need to supplement those workers maybe with contractors work and contractor work and that sort of stuff. The second one is we see there's a lot of specialty jobs that are happening where it might be very dangerous jobs or technical or some expertise that a company doesn't have. And so they really rely on contractors as well. And another big trend that we've seen recently, and an unfortunate trend, is we have a lot of forced labor and even child labor work that's happening a lot. So there's a surplus of contractors that could be used affordably. In countries like the U.S., the U.S. government found about 6,000 child labor cases last year in 2023, and there's a large immigrant population coming into the U.S. and multiple other areas, and so there's this abundance of affordable workers, if you will, and a lot of times, obviously, there could be some human crisis and social issues there. And so those are really the reasons that's driving a lot more contractor work and a lot more risks with contractors as well.
Well, yeah, let's talk about some of those risks. What are the safety risks involved with using contract workers?
Yeah, a lot. One that I just mentioned, you know, within the contractor world and supplier world, you could have folks that are doing forced labor, slave labor, these type of human crisis issues. And a lot of it happens maybe not with the primary supplier, but they might outsource to a contractor and that contractor outsources to a contractor. So you could actually have a lot of these risks in your tier two or three supply chain vendors and not really know it. Another risk that's leading to more contractor fatalities and accidents than full-time employees is the amount of training and resources that are available to them. So an organization typically has a very strong EHS practice, program, learnings, a lot of tried and true methods on how to do work safely. And to me, I view when it goes through the supply chain, it's like signal loss. My analogy is when you have a cell phone and you get further away from the tower, you only have one bar versus five bars. Well, a full-time employee, they've got the benefit of their EHS managers on site. They've got safety professionals. They go through the corporate training on how to do jobs. They do proper things like risk assessments as they're doing the work. And then they try to train their supply chain, but there's so many supply chain vendors, and those vendors have vendors. That core EHS training doesn't permeate throughout the supply chain. So I think that is one of the biggest factors. Another one that's really growing is language barriers. So as we are a multicultural country, we have a lot of people where English is not their native language. And other countries are experiencing this well, as they have workers that are not proficient in the main language on the site. And there was an OSHA statistic I read a couple months ago that about 25% of contractor accidents were people where English was not their native language. And so a lot of our training and education isn't multilingual or really meeting that contractor in the way that they need to be. And then also, you get a lot of folks that are inexperienced in the work or just new in the work. And more importantly, when they show up to a site, they're not familiar to the site, right? So it's a very transient work base. Yeah. And so when you look at this lack of training, you look at their lack of safety resources, the language barriers, inexperience, non-familiarity with the site, all those are huge contributing factors to contractor serious incidents and fatalities.
So how can technology help improve contractor compliance and reduce those incidents?
Yeah, so this is obviously near and dear to my heart, and we believe that technology could reach contractors with training and controls in ways that just humans can't. And we believe that actually partnering safety experts with technology could really expand the training, expand the ability to help a contractor recognize hazards on a site, and expand the capability for a contractor to actually put controls and mitigations in place to avoid those accidents. And so that's where we get into the areas. First, we have a multi-tenant cloud solution. And what that means is we actually have software that all contractors could use, and we help onboard them on it. And this is software that could be used by small to medium-sized businesses, sole proprietors. We find that even the largest Fortune 50 companies, a huge part of their supply chain are small to medium-sized businesses. And so they may not have access to a safety professional, but they have access to a mobile phone and a browser. AI is something that we are investing in, and just had an announcement about Ask Ava, which is our new generative AI solution. And that's a way where we could actually get these controls in place with contractors, and we could do it at scale. And when you think one big thing about risk with any organization is change and management of change. If you need to change a training or a policy, and you need to immediately get that out to everybody, well, if all your contractors are on the same digital platform, you could do that instantaneously. Right. If they're on pen and paper, it might take a year before you could actually do change management in there. So I think automated and AI technology could extend learning and change management to the entire supply chain.
And I suppose, like, you know, if you mentioned, you know, if you've got workers who don't speak English, you can send it out, training out in whatever language they speak.
That's exactly right. And I mentioned that, you know, our platform's in 130 countries, and we are currently translated in over 40 different languages. And so, and what's nice too, and especially if somebody's using a mobile app or a browser, again, all the controls, all the training is translated into their native tongue. And that has a significant impact on training, as you could imagine.
And in some countries, you've got multiple dialects too. So
that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You know, you can't necessarily assume everybody's speaking the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me how generative AI powers Ask Ava, and sort of how it's learning.
You bet. So when we talk about what we've really designed and built, which we're pretty excited, and we think it is the industry's first risk assistant in the contractor space. And so we worked with OpenAI, who's obviously been the pioneer in generative AI, and we use OpenAI APIs and GPT-4, which is their latest version. And we've actually built an agent or an engine inside of our core contractor risk platform. And so we now have this powered by OpenAI engine sitting next to our data. And what it does is it actually pulls in data of all best practices and controls that could be done. And an example, I think most of your audience knows what a hazard and control is, but you know, a hazard is getting up on the ladder and you could fall from heights, and a control is wearing a proper harness or having somebody spotting you on that. And there's a lot of methodologies that are used to make recommendations in these cases. And so what we have done is, as a contractor is using our software, they will explain the type of work that they're doing or about to do. And then our generative AI assistant will pull the whole volume of all, you know, 20 years of good health and safety practice and training. And what's nice is it's personalized to their particular experience, right? They may be on a particular site, doing a particular job, working with a particular chemical or hazard. And based on all that context that the contractor enters, our generative AI engine now works with OpenAI technology to bring up recommendations to say, if this is the type of work you're doing, here are hazards we could see in place. It empowers the contractor to say, you know what, you're right, here's a hazard that I see, and I didn't think about that before, so I'll add this as a hazard, and then we give recommendations. If that's the hazard you're facing today, here are the controls you need to put in place. And so it really almost has a conversation, or it does have a conversation with the contractor as a safety professional would if they were right by their side.
So it's today is February 2nd, and you just announced the product rollout.
Yeah.
Where do things stand with it now in terms of the rollout, and how are you expecting it to sort of get out into the workplace?
Yeah, so great question. It is in live in our production product right now. To get to this point, we obviously developed the engine. And in particular, we have our own health and safety experts and certified auditors that are on staff for Aveda. And we had them test it first. And so they went out in a field-like scenario, played the role of contractors. And as they saw the recommendations come from the engine, we adjusted it in our development department to make sure that it got to a point where our safety professionals were comfortable with the recommendations it was making. And so we passed that gate, or that phase, if you will. Now we have three customers that are looking to pilot this. And we're pretty excited about them. One is in Australia. One is a large technology company based out of the US, and the other is a food and agriculture company that's based out of the US. And so these three companies are now embarking on a beta program to test it with a select group of folks inside their sites. We'll be doing that through this quarter in Q1. And so we'll give our customers access to Ask Ava in their workflow as they're using our software. And then we'll learn how could we improve it? How accurate are the recommendations? Once we go through this beta program in Q1, it will then be generally available to all of our customers in Q2. And I'll bring up one analogy. We started an early beta test, and it was a great example. We had one of our customers put in work of an aerial lift. And one of the recommendations Ask Ava said was around a hazard could have been electrocution. And our user that gave us that example said, well, why is it recommending electrocution? Because I'm operating an aerial lift. And then when they read the recommendation, it said, there could be power lines above. You need to look out for that. And it was a great moment where we saw that a contractor could be operating any type of equipment, but not think about electrical power lines. And that real prompt from Ask Ava made them think about a hazard that they may not have seen before. And that it could actually save a life. And so that's kind of where we are with the rollout of the program. We're officially in beta stage, and we're targeting general availability to all Aveda customers in Q2.
And I guess sort of, what are your hopes? So say like by the end of the year, what are you hoping for the product?
Yeah, we are hoping for obviously very successful beta rollouts and a lot of learning to improve Ask Ava. We also have built an engine inside of our platform that could have multiple use cases. So the use case I'm talking about is Ask Ava makes recommendations as a contractor's doing a pre-job risk assessment. Now, there's other parts in our platform where Ask Ava could help that we haven't even deployed yet. And areas that we're thinking about is training and education, like educating, if we are asking a contractor to provide some information for compliance, a lot of times they have a lot of questions. Well, why are you asking me this? Why is this important? Or you're asking me for this document, is it applicable based on the work that I'm doing for you? And we support a lot of these questions with support calls. We have a support on staff and auditors on staff that can answer these questions. But if Ask Ava is able to answer them in real time in the product, well, that contractor supplier gets their information instantaneously and doesn't have to actually open up a chat or get on a phone call to talk to one of our reps. And so one area we're also looking at is to educate people about new ESG standards that are coming out, because this is a very obviously confusing topic because a lot of regulations are coming out. There's a lot of methodologies. So areas that might be a little bit confusing for contractors or would elongate their time to become compliant with one of our clients, we're experimenting with use cases of how Ask Ava could make them. So at the end of the year, my goal would be have in some of our larger client sites, Ask Ava in the field helping contractors, and then having maybe one or two new feature enhancements of these new use cases that we've had rolled out as well. So that would be our goal by the end of the year.
Nice. One of the amazing things about AI has just been how quickly it's evolved and grown and advanced. You know, where do you, what are some possibilities for this product as the years go by? Because I mean, you know, a year ago, you know, AI was nowhere near what it is now. It just keeps kind of growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, yeah. I imagine the possibilities are, you know, probably endless for you guys.
Yeah, they really are. We're in our product organization, we probably have more use cases than we could prioritize. You're absolutely right. Some of the more exciting ones that we're thinking about in the future, especially as you move generative AI to mobile apps and workers in the field, is items where right now Ask Ava is obviously two-way chat, two-way text. By the way, I want to make another important point. In our solution, you not only have Ask Ava making recommendations, but we do have two-way live chat with the client. Yeah. And so we always say that generative AI alone isn't as powerful as AI plus an experienced person. So what's nice is in the platform, you could chat with Ava and you could also chat with that safety manager that's on the client site in a two-way chat. But again, it's conversational chat that's having in our product right now. Future items, you could look at if somebody has a mobile phone, they could film the area that they're working on, or they could upload a photo of a work site they're about to work. And generative AI could actually identify and look to say, oh, instead of asking them, hey, look for power lines above, maybe generative AI could say, we see power lines above, make sure that the height of your aerial lift is exactly this much and not higher so you don't hit those power lines. And so I think as we use really the eyes and ears in the mobile devices that's attached to all of our hips, and you start to bring in multimedia data into applications like Ask Ava, I think that's where it could be really powerful as you're using it as a safety device in the field.
Yeah, I mean, just the it seems like it kind of opens up a lot of possibilities down the road. So
yeah,
pretty exciting stuff. Well, Taylor, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. This has been great, and good luck with the product.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
That wraps up episode 196 of EHS On Tap. You can find more information about the show and listen to on-demand episodes at ehsdailyadvisor.blr.com. You can subscribe to the show wherever you get podcasts. Thanks for listening, and I hope you join me next time.